The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And now to something entirely different. We're joined by Caitlin McBride, who is the style editor with Independent.ie, to discuss briefly the question of how often you should dry clean or indeed wash your clothing. Now, the reason, Caitlin, this has come up is all down to Stella McCartney, the fashion designer, daughter of Paul McCartney. What has she had to say which has sparked this conversation?
Well, she gave a very interesting interview with The Guardian over the weekend, and she mentioned that you should not wash your clothes. Now, she is, and in fact, she advises against washing at all. She said she does it minimally, went to great lengths to say that she has very good personal hygiene, but does not recommend washing her clothes. She is very ecologically conscious, always has been before it was cool. You know, she's a vegetarian. She doesn't use fur or leather and anything in her collection. So it's part ecological and part, you know, she's in a little bit of an environmental wealth bubble, you could say. You know, the clothes that she...
How can you have personal hygiene if you don't wash your clothes?
Well, it's actually very interesting because after I read it, I decided to do some research and then I had to do some self-reflection that I may not share how often I wash some of my clothes to the nation. But basically, when you're referring to very high quality clothes, in particular, she's talking about bespoke suits. So she was referring to when she was training in Savile Row years ago, that they say, don't wash them at all. Which is actually true. So you're supposed to, I'm kind of mimicking now, but you kind of leave the dirt in it, you wait for it to dry and then scrape it off.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what you do for a bespoke suit. You wash it as little as possible.
But that's very expensive material, is it? It's a very good material.
Exactly.
Which you actually don't dry clean because you too often because you don't want to damage it.
Exactly.
But not to dry clean it at all, to actually... I've heard of one of my production team has admitted to putting clothes in the freezer.
Really?
And then brushing off the dirt afterwards.
But that's a very good idea. And it's probably very good clothes.
He said it was a pair of jeans, an expensive pair of Levi jeans, which he actually never, ever washed. But he used to put in the freezer, in a bag in the freezer, take them out the following day, unfreeze them and brush them down.
Well, you're not supposed to wash jeans, like especially good Levi's Wrangler jeans. You're not supposed to wash them at all. But now it's
how do you get the dirt off otherwise? Can you really always brush dirt off?
In my opinion, no. Sometimes you will have to cave and wash clothes. But it's kind of funny because there's a big difference in the quality of clothing that Stella McCartney is producing and wearing versus what I would be wearing.
But most of us are wearing.
Yeah.
There's stuff that you buy off from in your shops and or get delivered to you online.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do then? Because particularly, it's not just dirt that you might pick up, but things like sweat, put it bluntly.
But that's it. I mean, and also if you're in a warm temperature, you know, obviously you're going to need to wash your clothing more because you could start having an odour. And then, you know, you can tell everyone you have great hygiene, but you may not smell like you do. So it's not a practical thing to ask of people who are paying a reasonable amount for the clothes.
But is there also an issue that so many clothes are actually of such poor quality that you wash them a few times and they effectively start falling apart?
Well, that's it. And then you buy more again and kind of so this vicious cycle continues of, you know, it's kind of like a de facto fast fashion where, you know, you're not supposed to wash your clothes that often. But then, of course, as you say, they wear down eventually and you have to.
And from an environmental point of view, using the washing machine uses an enormous amount of water and an awful lot of electricity as well, doesn't it?
Well, that's it. So you're supposed to, if you want to be eco-friendly in your clothing, you're supposed to wash it on a low temperature, avoid using a dryer at all, try to avoid using a dry cleaner, any dry cleaning. But those are things you take into consideration when you're buying clothes anyway, because, you know, I would be really deterred from buying something that I knew would require dry cleaning because of, you know, mostly cost, if I'm being honest.
It's very expensive to dry clean a suit or anything like that.
So instead, I don't sit in my filth, though. I just would be more careful about the particular items that I buy. It's a little...
But how often should you buy that? If you have, for example, a shirt, if a man is wearing a shirt... Does you get one day wear out of the shirt or how many days do you get out of it?
Well, for a traditional cotton t-shirt, you're supposed to wash it every 3 to 4
wears.
But again, I mean, if you were, let's say on holidays and you're walking around all day, that's not practical. I mean, you could be, if you're in a warm temperature, that or, you know, for example, if you're referring to sportswear, you're in the gym, you have to wash certain clothes regularly. I think it's more... you know, practicing being more conscious of the way in which you wash your clothes rather than being, you know, strictly, you know, never, ever washing them. And she's also a fashion designer. She has an endless supply of clothing. So if she wears something once and doesn't wash it, it doesn't matter. She could wear something new every day for a year, for 10 years, and it would be fine.
Okay, thank you very much, Caitlin McBride, style editor at independent.ie, for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.